VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure. I have the opportunity of presenting special guest Kelly Jo Monahan as a returning guest for us today with Free Reading Friday. And I'm really excited to have Kelly Jo on the show. Just a little background, I've had Kelly Jo on at least 40 times that I'm aware of. And we're going to start doing this, as I said last week, I'm going to start doing this hour each week based on the response of our audience. I'll have a different psychic each time. And a little background about our psychic this week. Kelly Jo has been one of my favorite psychics to work with over the years. And she's a renowned clairvoyant, psychic medium, pet psychic, medical intuitive. And she has her own radio show, Biscuit and Tea Mystic, and she's a gifted clairvoyant, and I just like having her. I love having her on the show to work with our clients, and she's one of these people when you get the relationship to work with each other, it's kismet. And in terms of Kelly Jo, she's been a tarot reader and dream interpreter, and she's done house blessings. She's a sort of many gifted abilities as an intuitive. And I'm just so happy to have her on the show. And her website's KellyJoPsychic.com. Let me bring Kelly Jo on so we can start today.
Hi, Jason.
Kelly Jo, welcome
to the
show.
Thanks for having me back. I always enjoy it.
Always a pleasure on my part as well. And I'm just so excited. We have a good number of callers this evening that we're going to get to in a minute. But I want to ask you before we start if you can share with our audience.
If I can what?
In the near future with our audience, if they want to find you or reach out to you?
Oh, I'm going to be at the Sarasota Fair this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if you want a private reading, you can call me at 561-333-5367. And my website's KellyJoPsychic.com.
Excellent, Kelly Jo. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to see you on Sunday.
Biscuit and Tea Mystic on Blog Talk. I'm going to set that up
Excellent.
For August.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's call our callers. Let's see who we have here. I have an 850 number first coming up. Hi, 850. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
What's your name?
My name is Michelle.
Welcome to the show, Michelle. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo or myself?
Yes, either one of you guys. I'd love to hear from both
yeah.
of you. I had some false teeth put in, and they really messed up my mouth. It took every bit of my money, but anyways, I can't afford to sue them. It's just too much trouble and stress. So I finally found a new dentist, and so I'm very nervous about seeing this new dentist, and he took impressions, and so I just wonder am I going to get my smile back, or am I always going to be ugly as hell and look old?
You want to go first, Kelly Joy, or you want me to go first?
I'm very devastated.
But this man's going to fix it, and he knows how to do teeth right, so I think you'll be really happy.
Oh, God, I hope you're right.
You know, just to add in, I don't know if your gums are sore from the teeth, the ones you have on or you try to put on, but I got that you're going to have a new procedure done that sorts it out, so you'll get relief from this situation. Get it fixed.
Yes, my gums are very, very sore.
Well, they're not going to be sore going forward. That's what I feel like. And I think it reiterates what Kelly just saying, that you're going to have this guy help you.
I guess my biggest thing is, I look so old. I look like 23, 30 years older, and I had an overbite, and he shaved my bone so much that you can't even hardly see my bottom. I mean, you can see my bottom teeth, and then it's like I don't have an overbite anymore. You know what I mean?
I feel like the way he's going to fix it, you'll feel more at peace about things. You're not going to feel as self-conscious or uncomfortable about it.
I feel like they're going to fit right,
and they won't flop around in your mouth. The ones you got now flop in your mouth.
Yes, they do.
That's not good. Mm. But this other gentleman knows what he's doing, and it'll be good.
Oh, yeah. I hope and pray to God he is. I just hope and pray. I'm just devastated.
Well, stop
it's
being
gonna get
just
better.
Devastated. You have help now, so.
Yeah. Nobody can even understand how bad it is until they have their teeth taken out, you know.
I'm sure of it. It's the most uncomfortable. It's the thing people look at the most when they look at your face. So you're going to have it fixed. That's what I feel.
And I didn't do drugs or anything. Get off of sodas.
Yeah.
Don't drink no soda. Mountain Dew.
I understand.
I quit the Mountain Dews.
Keep us posted, you know. Once you find out and things are better, let us know. We'd love to hear the feedback.
Yes.
Okay. I sure will. And God bless y'all. And thank you for...
God bless you.
Lifting up my spirit.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, supporting us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's a common thing I think a lot of us struggle with, is like having the ability to feel comfortable when you're presented with a situation that's outside of your control.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's good to have somebody call in and do that. So that's definitely appreciated that they called in.
And then to have ill-fitting dentures and have somebody goof it up, it's awful.
I mean, my heart goes out to Michelle, and I know it's going to work out, but I can see the stress of it, and I'm glad she shared it with us so we can at least give her what we got. I got 310. Hi, 310. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Joe and myself? Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Vince. I'm calling from New York. So I have my situation is this. I've been out of work for 5 weeks now, probably 6 weeks now. And I'm waiting to hear from one chemical company, and I've been putting resumes out there online like crazy, but nothing is biting. And in the meantime, unemployment has denied me pending investigation because I was fired from my last job. So I'm wondering if you, and I'm running out of money, so I'm wondering if you see something coming from the real soon, and if unemployment is going to rule in my favor.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was writing some notes as you were talking, and one of the things I'm going to say is there's likely somebody who you work with or someone you know that's going to pass your name on to somebody else about an opportunity, so like a new source of employment, and I feel like that's going to come up in August. I feel like the unemployment will get worked out on some level. They're going to do these investigations they do or whatever, but I feel like down the road you'll have your unemployment as well, and I think by the time you're dealing with the unemployment issue, you'll have another job. Towards the fall, August or September, I feel like. I don't see you struggling beyond that. So I just feel like if you're methodical and get through, you'll have not only a job coming to you, but I also feel like you're going to have this other stuff that seems like it's a big challenge. It's going to get resolved.
Yeah, it is a big challenge right now. As I'm living here because I got car payments and I've got rent, I've got bills.
Yeah.
My wife can't work, you know, because she's legally blind.
She's
got other health issues.
I see you pulling it all together, I do. However that comes together, that, you know, sometimes things happen when you least expect it in terms of solutions to issues, or I just feel like you're going to get through this. You're resilient and you're going to, you know, get past this period of your life. And I feel pretty confident it's going to be somebody you know. Like sometimes you get introduced to somebody you least expect, and later on it comes out to be an advantage. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Well, I see you. It's going to be tight this month, but you'll make it. You might have to do beans and weenies, but you'll be okay.
Right. That's pretty much what we're doing right now.
You're going to stretch it. You stretch it.
And then I see you'll be like a management or head over people in a situation where you get your job. It'll be corporate. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Do you see it being really good money that I'll be able to maintain whatever I have and keep my – okay. All right.
Yeah, you're going to maintain. That's what I get too. I see you maintaining and surviving. So I it gets scary sometimes when you look at these moments. We all have them, but I also think when you look beyond it, when you look at this in hindsight later on, you can be like, okay, that was scary, but I got through it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I think so many people are worried about their jobs and careers right now.
Well, yeah, when you don't have money coming in, that's hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm praying it all works out in the future for everybody. All right. So we got 520. Hi, 520.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lisa from Arizona. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm hiring somebody August 4th. I'm going to go meet with them as a consultant. And it has to do with a situation that I'm in the middle of waiting to hear the outcome. Do you see it being positive for me and hiring this particular person to consult with? And is it going to be really pricey?
It's going to be a good thing, and it's going to help make better money.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I got the word yes also, and I wrote down, but be patient with expectations for each other. Whoever the person you're going to work with, communicate effectively and make sure that your expectations are clear to one another so that you're not having any misunderstanding. That's what I see. But it works out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kelly Joe.
You're welcome.
All right, 917.
Let me tell you why you got to pray, because my daughter, you got to pray over their mind and stuff, because my daughter be like, oh, mommy, did you visit me? Did you visit having us?
Hello?
No, I was just out of struggling.
917, welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for us? Hello?
Yes. Hey, thanks for having a show today.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina, what's your question? What's your question for us?
Yes, hi. I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Tracy.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
On, off, on, off, on, off.
I'm sorry, what did she say? I'm just whatever spirit has for us.
Is it on and off? Is the relationship on and off? It feels on and off to me.
No, we just started. It's like brand new with the tag still on.
Gotcha.
Well, there's,
I like
there's,
that.
There's like a doubt in there. I don't know what that's about. But be patient, and it can evolve into something pretty good.
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'll say that the person you're asking about, I feel like they have past relationship struggles like Kelly Jo kind of hinted to, and I feel like you got to be able to allow that person to work through those struggles and have patience with them, because I feel like they could get scared of commitment, or they may have had a prior relationship that wasn't as kosher as they would have liked it to be, and it may have left them with this kind of, you know, residual kind of thing. So just keep that in mind. But I think there's compatibility, and I think you guys are early in the relationship, so give it time, and in time I feel like you'll be on the same page with each other.
Great. Yes, I did want to know that because he came off strong. He walked right up to me. So, yes. Okay, well, do you know what the universe asked for, like why they brought us together?
What do you mean? Why the universe
brought
you together?
Like what we're going to do. Yeah. Why did the universe bring us together?
I mean, sometimes people come in our life when we least expect the reason and purpose, but later on we understand it better. And I feel like that's what you're going to do. Later on, you'll understand this is all for a reason. And I feel like sometimes people brought into our lives to help us become better versions of ourselves or work through some issues or whatever it is. There's various things like that. But I feel like the dynamic you have with each other is going to be strong.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Keep us posted. Thank you.
Yes, how do we reach?
Oh, let me go back. I think she was talking. Sorry.
Whoops.
What was your question?
I'm
sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I just wonder, how do we reach both of you outside of this for reading?
Yeah. Kelly Jo, you want to give your number again?
561-333-5367 is my phone number for a private reading.
And Kelly Jo's website is kellyjopsychic.com. For me, you could always call 833-JASON-ZUK, Z-U-K, and you could schedule a reading with me or go through my website. TheSocialPsychic.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. Hi, 727. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason and Kelly Jo. It's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Jill. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good.
Thank you for supporting us.
What's
your question?
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys are both great. I wanted to know if you can tell me what you see for my finances coming up in the next 3 to 6 months.
You want to go first, Jason?
It's up to you. If you want to go first, you can. If not, I can go first.
Okay, I see you saving. I see you being able to go on a vacation. And you'll be able to pay off any debt you have, no problem. So you're solid. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. When do you see me paying off my debt by?
You'll pay off the debt within half a year.
Oh, okay. And we are going on a vacation at the second week of August to Cocoa Beach.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we have a timeshare, and we always have a great time there.
Nice.
So you're on the money for that.
Oh, and you're going to have such good food. You're going to find a five-star restaurant. Yum, yum.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we know a bunch of five-star restaurants there that we frequent. So maybe
Excellent. We'll
find a new one.
Great. I have a couple things to say. When you asked when would you get out of debt, something's coming up between now and March. I feel like there's something my spirit guides are talking about March of next year. You're going to have a good moment with finances between now and then. That shows me that you're going to feel more at ease about things and you'll actually feel like the other shoe's not dropping. It's just the transition you're going through. But I do see finances improving over time, starting this fall and moving forward. And that's what I see.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Joe. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's see. I think this one. Hi, 732. Welcome to the show. Have I had you on before?
Hi. No.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacey. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself, and what's your question?
Yes, I do. I have an issue with my insurance company, and I want to know how do you see that going?
You cut out for a second. I heard something about a company, but I didn't hear the rest of that. So what was that you asked?
I have an issue with my insurance company, and they're trying to play games. And they want me to do a deposition now, and I wanted to know where you see that going.
Okay. Is it for
go
property
ahead,
or
Jason.
Health insurance? Yeah.
Excuse me?
Is it for property or health insurance?
It's not health. Property.
Okay. For the first time in all the years that I actually have my own show, I can tell you that that's an area I used to do a lot of insurance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell you, I mean, it's going to get resolved for you. It's just a step in the process, and depositions are important in civil litigation. But I do see at some point it's going to get negotiated for you. So sometimes it moves slower than you expect, especially with the court system. But I feel like in the future it will get resolved and get negotiated.
I feel as if, you know, because the one guy called the adjuster, and I was so insulted by what he said, might as well he had asked, was I a man or a woman? And I'm like, you have the photo.
Some adjusters don't have tact. They don't have tact, some of them. I would just say that I feel like you're going to do what you need to do with the deposition, not to be nervous about it. It's a part of the process you have to do as a party to the litigation. Mm-hmm. But I ultimately see you getting through it and getting past this and resolving the claim.
Okay.
And don't feel weird if you have to go after a carrier, because they're always, 9 out of 10 times, they underpay on claims. So most of
the
general public doesn't realize.
Went after them.
Yeah, most people don't realize that. I did this for 20 years. I've done it for 20 years, and I see all sides of it, and I can tell you it's a process, but you get through it, and you'll move past it.
Okay.
And you're going to get more money than what you think, so it'll be okay.
Okay. All right.
It'll be worth it.
But they're going to drag it out. It's going to be a slow boat to China.
I can see that. I can see that, because I've dealt with them before, and that part was medical, and it took them 4 years, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
I had a lawyer then, but I can't afford a lawyer now, and I'm like, hey, I'm just going to do what I have to do.
I see you getting past it. So that's the good news. Keep us posted.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Let's see. Hi, 520. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Oh, I'm sorry. You did reach for me. Thank you.
Oh, my bad. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's always a faux pas, dude.
That's okay. I have lots of operator errors when I do it, too.
I try to get better at that, but you just don't always do it. Hi, 56. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from?
Hi, how
what's
are
your
you?
Name?
Anyone? Rosemaria.
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
How are
Rosemaria?
You?
Rosemaria, welcome to the show.
Good. Thank
good.
You.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting us. What's your question?
Whatever you can get that's coming in, either long-term relationship, committed, or traveling back home with a better job.
Which of those two do you want? Because we can only focus on one, basically. Like, we got to focus on one because we have other callers.
Relationship.
Okay. Are you currently in a relationship with anybody?
You can say that, but there's no communication on his end.
Okay. Kojo, you want me to go first or you want to go first?
Yep, because you're on it.
Okay. In terms of what I'm picking up, I feel like you're going to go through steps of basically reassuring yourself in the relationship that's coming up for yourself. There's things that you either this person you're talking about that doesn't communicate effectively had prior.
Hello? You cut off. Are you there?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Everything cut off.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you guys hear me?
Now we can. But I can't
hear
the other lady.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, there.
Okay, sorry about that. User error. So what I'm seeing for you is that there's going to be a coming together on things, but you've got to take it and be more proactive. If there's a communication issue, take it and try to resolve it and not let it linger, because I can see that being frustrating for you down the road. So that's one of the things I'll say. Also, expectations and timing. Be patient with each other as you try to do a relationship with one another. Because I feel like there's some impatience, and so it's not like any other prior relationship you've had. So that's something to keep in mind, too. Keep it separate from anything you previously have had or experienced, and treat it differently, because it is.
Okay.
How do I treat it differently? And I'm tired of calling
and then what
communicating
I'm getting there is with him. Not self-sabotaging things. So, like, either let the person know what it is that you're not satisfied with them about, but don't, like, be passive-aggressive with each other. Be specific. Be explicit. Tell each other what it is that needs improvement in the relationship for it to go forward. I feel like if you leave it and you're lackadaisical about it, things can spin out on their own.
Yeah, I just wrote him a letter, so he should have gotten it by now.
Well, that's the kind of, I just see positive stuff coming from you being direct and expressive.
Eddie,
I also feel like next year is going to be more of a formative year for you to be in a relationship than right now, but that's just long term when I pick up.
Well, he's going to communicate.
And I think you need to remain open because there might be something totally different for you.
That's not going to happen because the guys I'm meeting, they're not
too good.
I see
you meeting somebody totally different than what you've dated before, and it will be a lot better than what you've been having. So you're going to change your modus operandi, and you'll do a lot better.
Cool. When's that going to happen next year?
Yep. January, February, 2023.
Yes.
You're turning over a whole new leaf.
Yeah, what I wanted done this year would be probably too late. All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's hard with relationships, with divine timing and allowing things to fall into place when you want to control things. I've learned that lesson the hard way. And I think that's something that a lot of people, when they come for guys, they want to see, well, can I find out now what I want now? And it's like, you got to wait. Sometimes the universe doesn't play the same game you want it to play, right?
Right.
It's definitely,
right.
It's frustrating, though. My heart goes out to her, but I definitely feel like going forward, she'll be much happier than where she's been. So, excellent. All right. We got another caller right here. Hi, 914. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is
Hi,
Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
What's your question for us?
You see, my daughter, she's going to work with Mike.
You cut out. What was that? I heard something about your daughter. What is your question?
My daughter is going to work.
I
heard
can't
your daughter's
going to
work what? Yeah, I couldn't understand you, Maria.
Stop.
Can you try to speak?
Just a minute.
Hello?
Okay.
Just
a second.
Her phone's all good.
Yeah. Oh, call was dropped. Okay. Pick another
okay.
one.
Yeah, it was a bad connection.
I-201, welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Hello, Kelly Joe. This is Jackie.
Hi.
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your question for us?
Okay. I have a question about divine timing as well as what I want to do in the next several weeks so that I could try to move forward.
Okay.
My
and what specific
is,
what's go ahead.
My question is I have been very patient, but my patience is running thin and I want to know if I'm going to be able to move before I go back. At least go back to work and get caught up into everything.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to be able to make the move?
Yes, I want to move house, not job, you know, not position. I want to move my household.
Okay. Kelly Jo, you want to go first?
Yes, I do see you moving. Do you want to, are you going to get another apartment?
No, I want to move into a home, my parents' home. And, you know, I want to get the funding and stuff to fix it up. I want to work on the home.
You're going
to
be able to do that.
Okay, now, I have a son that lives with me. should he be coming with me, or should I to go on his own way?
He needs to go his own way. You need to do this on your own.
Okay. So it would actually be myself and my husband, at least initially.
And you'll be able to fix it up as you go and not go into Hawk.
Right. That's what I want to do. That's not what my husband wants to do. What he wants to do, I would have to get a whole loan and mortgage and all that. No, I just want to have my paperwork in order and graduate.
Well, you're
going to
pay
time.
As you go.
Right.
You can't get blood out of a turnip.
So is this the time?
Yes, you are going to move and you are going to do that. I see a six. So probably in 6 months.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jackie, for calling in. A couple things. I do see you moving. I think the fall months are going to be when you are setting up the new place. You're talking about your family home. I do think it's smart to have your son go out on his own because it'll free you up to focus on what you need to do. Financially, I see a little at a time. You're going to be doing different things with this. You'll be busy with it, but you'll enjoy it in the end because you're setting it up the way you want to set it up. I see house repairs, or I see painting. I see organizing in a new place. And I just think financially it'll be a better decision for you in the long run as well.
And I feel that, Jason, I just don't know if it was timing because that's what I always wanted to do. And it's been many years now and several years that I've actually kind of like had things in my hand and tried to navigate it. But my son, my youngest son, he has a girlfriend and a baby. And I just don't like both of them together. I've been told that I've been enabling them, but they're codependent. Mm-hmm. I've been afraid for his safety and the baby's safety with her family, but I do want to encourage them to go with her family because they've been a distraction.
It's going
to
be a good thing for them. It's going to be a good thing for them and you both.
Okay, so I don't have to be afraid with him going.
No, and anytime someone talks to me about fear, when someone talks about fear, I always tell them, well, try to separate the fear from the facts and look at it without fear and see what you need to do. And in terms of divine timing, it doesn't always work where we want it to be within the time frame, but there's always an opportunity to make it happen on some level. And that's what I feel like this fall is going to be for you. I feel like you're going to make things
this
work.
Fall.
And part of that is, I feel like the fall you're going to put things in motion to start the move. It's not going to be like an overnight move. You got to prep and do things and fix it up. And I see that happening.
Yeah, because I see
room by room.
And doing flooring and stuff before you move in, and then you move in.
Mm-hmm. Painting, personalizing things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to have to paint where I'm at and do things where I'm at, but I also got to work at the other house.
That's why it's going to take time. You got to pace yourself between both places. You will, though.
Oh, okay.
And that's the other thing. Treat it with little small tasks rather than, oh, my God, I got to do all this right now. Break it into smaller segments.
Okay.
And you'll feel more in control of the situation.
Okay. Now, my husband just recently got sick. Do you see him getting better and participating?
As a psychic, I don't really comment as much on health issues because we're not doctors. But I would just say that have your husband work with doctors, medical professionals. We're not God, so we can't tell you like so and so.
He's doing that. But we've both been looking forward to actually putting in our own equity in the situation. That's why I asked you.
And I
see
that. See
him involved.
That's what I see. I see you having equity from both of you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
216. Hi, 216. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. You have a question for Kelly Jo and myself, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
216?
Hello?
Hi, 216. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? Your name? And do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes.
What's your question for us?
I had a dream last week, and I'd like to get some clarity on it. Basically, I and Martin Sheen, the actor, were in some type of a, I think it was some type of a film or some type of premiere, because there are flashes of pictures, and we were both smiling and happy, and like we were holding hands, you know, like we were a couple. And I just want to get some understanding on that. I mean, yes, I see the obvious that, you know, it may, you know, symbolize a relationship. I don't know him. So that's basically, that's what I'm trying to understand. And what does it symbolize or mean?
Okay.
What I'm getting
okay,
is
you
want
to go first?
It's a partnership for business. So you're going to start a new business.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is it specific, because I'm focusing on creating a writing business, literary plus a little copywriting, and my music with my songwriting and performing and the speaking, and they were all interconnect with one another.
Yeah, it's the start of your business.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I got a couple things I'll add. Yeah, a couple things I'll add. You're like me. You got a lot of projects in the works and trying to make priority to do them one at a time. Sometimes our dreams will kind of give us an illustration of things, and I feel like when we're asleep, you know, we go through thoughts in our mind and go through this process. And I think what I'm getting from my spirit guides is to focus on the different projects you got. And if there's a consulting work, a line of work for consultant, pay attention to all the details. I feel like there's a lot on your mind, and you got to like get these things accomplished and bring them in, so to speak, get them finished, get them done. That's what I'm getting. And that's what I get from the dream, is that there's unfinished business that needs to be tended to, and you need to look at it in priority. I know it doesn't sound like much from Martin Sheen, but I feel like there's a lot of creative energy within you, and that your spirit guides want you to focus on getting these things completed one at a time. Because you mentioned like five things just from us talking. And I can tell you that once you settle those things out, you won't be burdened by dreams as much, but your dreams are reflected, I think, of your situation about getting these things finished and done.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
Dreams are so neat.
I agree. I love dreams. Hi, 305. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Yes, I really do.
And what's your
can
name?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Samara.
Hi, Samara. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Miami.
Tell us, Floridian. What's your question for us?
So I just got out of a relationship with this guy in June, like June 17th. And I was wondering if you see us getting back together anytime soon.
Go ahead, Jay.
I got a no on that right now, and I don't normally just share that, but I feel like there's something that still has to get worked out before the two of you can get back together. And I don't know if it's an insecurity on one of your parts or self-sabotaging behavior, but there's more that needs to be done work-wise for both of you to be able to resolve things and get back together. I feel like there's some impasses you reach with one another, and I feel like there could be some toxicity as well, and that the both of you need to work through those things in order to be past what limits you guys as compared to what brings you closer together. And that's what I see taking time.
Okay.
And me, I don't see it. I see you as somebody else.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And I also think there's going to be something for you on your own journey that you're on right now where you, like, realize what you want in your life and what you're expecting. And I know we all have things where we meet somebody and we're like, oh, I'll make an exception for this person because I'm really into this person. Or, you know, I can look past that. I can help change this person. But there's certain things you can't change in relationships. And that's, you know, you got to relate to each other in order to be successful. And I feel like there's been hindrances to the two of you being able to connect on that deeper level without it being toxic. That's, and I see you finding someone that's not as toxic for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Kelly Jo, how can our audience reach you again?
KellyJoPsychic.com or 561-333-5367.
Great. And everyone can reach me through 833-JASON-ZOOK or www.thesocialpsychic.com. Great. We have 856. Hi, 856. Welcome to the show. This is Jason. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself, and where are you calling from?
You already got me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Perfect. Kelly Jo, ironically, I think we got everybody who called in.
Oh,
so,
you're good.
We're very efficient today. We still had like 10 callers, and we're able to get through everyone that's called into the show, and that's great. So tell us about your fair coming up again, just so that if the audience is near Sarasota,
it's
they can come and see you in person.
It's going to be in the Sarasota Auditorium. It's 801 Tamiami Trail in Sarasota. Going to be there on Saturday from 10:30 till 6, and then Sunday 11 till 6. And it's going to be a great fair. They have vendors, they have crystals, they have readers, any kind of reader you want.
Great.
It's just a lot of fun. And she gives talks, so you can go and hear talks, too, throughout the day. And it's just a lot of fun. It's good for anybody, you know, and it's kid-friendly, too.
You know, I remember as a little kid, my mom used to take me to psychic fairs in New Jersey and New York, and I remember going on Sundays and sitting outside with a book or whatever, my headphones while my mom had her readings. And so this is something that resonates with me pretty well. And I encourage our audience, if they're near Sarasota, definitely come check you out and come to this event. And if I can on Sunday, I definitely would love to bring my mom, surprise her. So we'll see. Just depending on what's coming up, but I'd love to see you.
And it's a lot of fun. It's just really a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Kelly Jo, I want to thank you so much for calling into the show today and participating with us. This has been a great event. I'm excited that our audience participated. And I just want to thank you so much for being a fellow psychic supporting the show all these years. It's really appreciated.
And
I know we're going to have some big stuff coming up.
Always enjoy it.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. So thank you.
And I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Kajo. I appreciate you. Thanks again.
All right.
I just want to thank everyone for tuning into this episode today. We're winding down at quarter of, basically, and I just want to thank everyone for their support of the show. Kelly Jo is an amazing psychic, as you can see. Working with her is such a pleasure. Everyone that's called in today, I wish each of you resolution to anything you've questioned about or anything you're concerned about. Stay positive, because the more we're positive, the more things flow, the better we'll be, and there's good stuff coming up. Yes, we've all been through a lot. But if you look ahead and don't focus on what you've been through, things start to look better. And I'm a firm believer of that. So stay as positive as you can. And we'll be doing this again next Friday. I'm going to have Psychic Andy on next Friday. So, and Kelly Jo's coming back on August 5th, by the way. So I'll be sharing that and promoting that to our audience. Thank you so much for tuning in. If anyone ever has a question, you can reach me at info@socialpsychicradio.com. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore. Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all.
Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electricast. Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electricast. Electricast.